Blog Talk Radio.
I've been looking at you all night.
Deep inside of you. Now this can be the sweetest one.
Baby, I'll feel your love. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening, good evening. I'm not sure if we're being heard. I can't tell what's going on. Diva, are you here with me? Can you hear me?
I am. I'm here, Diva. Hey. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was having a little bit of technical difficulties. For whatever reason, my phone is acting funny.
It's all good.
We are here. It is another Saturday night here on Epiphany Radio. And we are coming in tonight, it's me and my diva, La Perla Negra, and we're bringing you romantic, sensual Saturday, trying to do date night a little differently. Let's talk about it tonight. We're here tonight by request of the normal show host, who is Van Meadows, poetic himself. But we're going to bring some fun through here and see what's in store for us on the mic. We are brought to you by Raw Links, as always. Why be average when you can be raw? Because there are a million different places you can find this beautiful, beautiful handmade jewelry. You can find us on Amazon, on Facebook, on all public media. Just search Raw Links. And if you can't find it anywhere, definitely get in touch with some of us here, because we definitely know how to find it for you. Now, if you're listening online or if you're listening by phone, whatever you may be doing, the best way to be in here is to call us at 319-527-6300. You can sit at the bottom and listen for as long as you'd like, but if you want to get on stage, press that 1. That's the only way to get to us here on the stage, and don't let the Blog Talk lady catch you off, because if you've been sitting in the bottom for 10 or 15 minutes and it starts to get late, once that time hits, 2 hours, she's cutting us out of here and you won't be able to get on. You won't be able to hear the rest of the show. So please just press that 1 and join us on stage. La Perla Negra, how was your day today?
It was productive and and light. It was good. It was pretty good.
I have been pretty much here in the house. It was nice this morning. I opened the doors and opened the windows, and it was beautiful outside, and one of the neighbors stopped by, and in 2 minutes it went from a clear, beautiful day to a thunderstorm, and it has been raining ever since.
Oh, wow.
So I've just been in here watching the rain fall today.
Okay. I love the rain. Man.
Yeah, I like the rain. It's the thunder that bothers me. I can't do the thunderstorm.
It ain't the thunder that bothers me. It's that lightning. I can't through lightning, electricity. It just scares me. The thunder I can do.
I was a stubborn kid when I was little. My mother heard a thunderstorm coming up and kept telling me to bring my tail out of the kitchen. And she had an all-electric kitchen, and I was playing, sitting on front of the back door, you know, sitting on the road playing and paying no attention and not listening to what she said. And lightning hit the hot water heater, and the fireball rolled right over me and out the door.
Ooh.
I learned real fast to have some respect for thunder and lightning.
Oh, goodness. I bet you did. I bet you did.
So
wow.
I have not played the storm since.
Wow.
I'm the proverbial go sit down somewhere and shut up and be quiet till the storm's over, chick.
I hear you.
Well, sis, we're going to get things underway here. Did you bring us something tonight?
I brought this honestly poetic got to me at like today, and I was totally unprepared. So I got a short piece, but it's still a piece. And I think it might be appropriate for tonight since it is Romantic Central Saturday.
So, okay.
No title, but it is a piece.
Well, you know, we good for the non-titled pieces, so.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to adjust the spotlight and get the first mic out for tonight, and mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Before him, others felt like sleeping with voodoo. But his love knows no bounds, so he healed my broken. He's that one I prayed for that was molded to fit me. And now we sit listening to the breeze through the leaves on the trees while our eyes meet and have that unspoken conversation within our hearts. My heart rate calms when I'm with him, yet he excites me unlike anyone I've experienced. Sometimes he smells like chocolate, cinnamon, and fresh brewed coffee. Times like just showered in frankincense. But today, I don't want to be discreet. I want to be in violation and violated. Good sex and no stress. Because he said, I feel like ecstasy. And that his passion in life is when I need something. And that's that piece.
Wait, you said he smelled like chocolate,
cinnamon
and coffee?
And fresh brewed coffee, yes.
Woo! Good Lord have mercy. That line got me, man.
Thank you. Yeah. So.
What prompted those words?
I just, like I said, poetic hit me, and he was like, would you like to host with Lisa Liz? I'm like, okay. And I just started writing. Sometimes things just come out of me. I get these certain thoughts. I'm like, let me jot this down. Maybe I can squeeze it somewhere. And just something that came to mind.
Well, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
It was absolutely gorgeous.
Smell like that. I told you last night all my pieces are manifestation pieces because I haven't experienced true love yet. I've loved everyone, but I haven't gotten it yet. I haven't experienced yet. So, you know, why not? So, you know, they say that you should be precise in your description about who you want in your life, that's in your heart. And when you talk to the universe, you got to tell them, look, this is what I want. Yeah, I want him to smell a certain kind of way. I want him to look a certain kind of way. I want him to look at me a certain kind of way. All of that, you know. But what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight, Diva? And also, before you get into your piece, I want to ask you, because tonight is about what you're feeling before you get into that adult thing. How is your body reacting? What's going through your mind? What's happening there right before you get into, you know, the touch game? Let's call it the touch game.
It's that craving that comes for me. It's that I'm in here with you and we're having this interaction and there's that mental connection. So it's the craving for you to reach out and touch me for the first time. Because I kind of want him to be the one to reach first, you know? So even if it's just to take my hand, I'm craving your touch before you put your hands on me. And that's how it gets started for me.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my answer after we hear this amazing poetry that you're about to get to us. And with that being said, the mic is yours.
All right. This is one of my oldies but goodies. It was his voice. It drew my attention from the moment he stepped in. Tenor, verging on baritone with a slight rasp and an almost whispered quality. He sounded like rolling thunder from a distance. Enticing, yet slightly dangerous. Smooth as the finest cognac, his tone entered me. It went down warm, slowly intoxicating me. The words he spoke didn't even matter because his voice ignited my soul. It rumbled through the recesses of his body and poured from his lips in ribbons of silken dark chocolate rhythms that made my body yearn for more. The things that man's voice did to me should have been illegal. Rushed my adrenaline to high, blood racing to parts unknown, heart pounding in my chest, breathing quickened and shallow, salivation flooding my mouth and dampening my panties as that man's voice seduced me. The cadence of his words made my hips move unconsciously in my chair, and I wondered what that vibration felt like if I were draped upon his chest when he spoke. 'Cause that man's voice has power. His gentleness moved mountains, cracked through glaciers, and echoed across the landscape of my body as if he owned me. And my only desire was for him to focus all of his attention on me, because that voice shook my very soul. I wanted him to possess me, place his strong brown hands on my thick yellow hips and guide me to dance to his flow, swirl me into his words and dip me into the dulcet tones of his dark, masculine frame and whisper sweet nothings in my ear. That man's voice slayed me, urged me to submit to his will. I wanted to feel his breath on my neck as he spoke love letters to my soul, feeling the press of his chest against my back as he leaned into me, telling me romantic tales in iambic pentameter, poetically painting the portrait of passion across the plains of my perspective with that voice. I wanted to be enswathed in his arms, tangled twain into one, moving to the song his voice sang. The jazzy, classic sound made me want cold red wine, candles, and Coltrane. He was a whole entire vibe with that damn voice. But sadly, it wasn't for me, for he was just a voice in the crowd, and I went completely unnoticed. But I will always remember that man's voice and lips. He's just in service.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That'll work. That'll work. That was a lot of passion in that. That was beyond sensual. That was a lot of passion in that. Because, you know, there's something amazing about a man's hands. They are so much different than a woman's. Compared to ours, theirs are, when they touch you or just grab you or just are laid on you a certain way, you can feel the man in them. You can feel that protection. You can feel that passion, that strength. It's the strength within those hands that you can feel. And when you can feel the strength coming from a man, there's a sense of protection that kicks in, and that brings, well, it gets me going, that's for sure. Okay. especially if he has a tender touch, but he still has something special about that man's hands. I think I'm going to write a piece to that later. Man's hands. That was nice. I like that, Diva. I really, really like that a lot. And as I said, I was going to tell you how I feel before, or what's going on with me right before we get into that adult thing. It is the energy and the pull. Yes. The overwhelming desire. But there's also within me a little bit of questioning myself. I hope he likes what I'm about to give to him, what I am about to reveal to him, because when I am intimate in that way, the romantic way, I am being completely naked with him. Mm-hmm. That man, mentally, spiritually, and physically. This is what I'm about to give to him. And because of my background, those questions always arise within me. He will never know, but that question will always be there, but it will be an excitement and a really, really big desire being drawn to him, of that first initial touch, that first kiss, all of that. But I'm not going to go on too much more about this because we got callers up in here, Diva, and I'm anxious.
Absolutely. I am too, because I see a few numbers that I've never seen pop up. So it's always good to have some new voices coming on. Matter of fact, this very first caller, now I know who this is, but I've never had him to show up on any of my shows, but I am so tickled to hear and see Brother Timothy Whispers in the building. Hey, brother, what's happening?
Hey, ladies, how you guys doing? It feels so good to be here. It is so good to be here.
It is.
Well, I heard you guys speaking about the voice and the touch of a man. I try to tell a lot of the young boys that, you have to service your engine before you drive.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of them, they just go right into the bang, 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 bang. No. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to take time. You got to touch it, stroke it, caress it. You know what I'm saying? Give it time to breathe. You know what I'm saying? Give her hot oil massages and things like that. Or commit oral sex for her and just leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My late cousin used to call it, you got to marinate the fish before you act.
Yeah, definitely.
And eat it.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely. You got to do that.
Absolutely. It's something about the touch of a real man's hand. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know,
I have always been.
I have always been
a kind of a sucker for a voice, and Timothy Whispers has one of those voices that just shakes my soul from the first note that comes out of his mouth.
Ooh, child.
Wow.
I'm just going to be quiet about that voice.
Wow. I'm going to give you guys something tonight. This here, I call this my symphony. And it's an oldie but goodie. It's my favorite, one of my favorites. And it goes like this.
Mike is yours.
You are a rainbow over heaven I need to see. Make me say it again, love. Her skin, oh my God. Her skin is soft as violin strings. We bring the elements together. She becomes earth, wind, and fire. With her right leg cocked at 45 degrees like upright bass, we play music well together. Let me strum your pain with my fingers. Thoughts linger like oboes and cello notes. Deep throat quotes resemble the chords, and we wait for our cymbals to crash. Bass and Tommy drum rhythm, simply the most amazing symphony. Give me the core of your apple, and I can adapt to the seed in your nectar. The treasure is between your stadiums, and I'll play concerts on your inner thighs. Let me play with your release your keys, and I'll keep your secrets in B minor, A minor when our cymbals crash. And then we wet with blast. We gyrate to fruit sections like cobras and snake charmers. The venom is in the climax and xylophone tones. Screams of passion grows with glass shattering peaks, and we speak in frequency. The vibe is right. Blow on my woodwind and I'll sing for your symphony. Your body movement simultaneous to the horn blow. This is why we can't be incomplete, and my heart skips beat. The beats when I'm not near you. You're my symphony. Baby, I hear you. Whisper loudly. Thank you.
I love that tagline. Whisper loudly is the tagline of all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, child. It's going to be, that's going to be some kind of whispering going on.
Man. Thank y'all for letting me share. I needed that tonight, though. You know, I was kind of going through some things, and I don't kind of need to let go of something. And here we are. So thank you guys for letting me share, man. And I really appreciate it. Lisa La Perla Negra. I like to say that like that. Like, you know, I'm Black American, and I'm from the Bronx, New York. So, you know, I've been raised with the Boricuas, you know, so So for the average black man, I speak a little bit, you know. So I would, you know, la perla negra, le solo papel de mamita, coño.
I'm talking.
I'm trying to be good. I really am. This is about the sensuality and not
it
so
most
much
definitely is.
The eroticism, but that was good for me.
With that boy, Tim can pretty much speak the alphabet and we would all be swooning.
I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself. And you know what? I think I want to do, I might bring back the erotic love zone, me and my diva one night, and I want you to definitely call in and solicit because there's certain things I want to say to you I cannot say on here tonight.
Oh, wow.
I'm just
most definitely
you
can do that there.
And
yes,
I will
you can definitely do that. Just
that,
let me know. Yes, just let me know when you are ready, and I'll be there.
Oh, well, thank you
definitely.
Very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Ooh, Diva,
you're
I
welcome.
Don't know. I think, I don't know what the name of the lounge is. I don't remember what the name of the lounge is for the show, but we're just going to call it the Love Lounge tonight. How about that?
Okay.
And Mr. Whispers, would you do me the honor of allowing me to escort you over there to the Love Lounge? You can
yes, ma'am.
Put your feet up, get yourself something to drink, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
All right.
One mind.
One love, one mind.
Girl, Mr. Whispers be doing things to my soul with that voice.
All I got to say is she's a lucky, lucky girl.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. I could be dead asleep in the middle of the night and hear that voice next to me, and all sleep would be gone.
Well, and it ain't getting no better, but let's do it because this next caller is a baritone as well. But how about we pay some bills real quick? I'm trying to find this. Well, how about I do this? Ladies
okay.
and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. Back to you, Diva.
Okay. Well, like you said, it's not getting ready to be any better in here because we got the male lineup sitting in the wings, and the very next one is our very own C-Double-34 Music. Hey, C-Double.
Hey, Miss Lisa Lips, and hey, Miss Perla Negra.
Hey, C-Double. How you doing tonight? Welcome to Romantic Central Saturday.
I'm doing pretty well. I mean, I'm winding down. Mr. Mm-hmm. Whispers, very good. I appreciate your talent.
Mm-hmm.
And as for your pieces, ladies, you know I'd be thinking. You know I've got ideas. So.
I know you do. I know you do. But can we ask you the question first before you get into your piece? What is it that's going on with you? What are you feeling? What are you thinking just before you get into the adult thing?
Okay, before I get into the adult thing? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have some ice cream. I have some ice cream. I'm going to get it off. I'm going to get it off of my ice cream.
No pressure.
I'm a kid. I'm a kid. It's crazy. It's like, man, I can't believe I'm getting some. Dang. Okay. Well, I like that.
Okay. All All right. I like that.
I'm revenge of the nerds up in here. That's what I am. So I bet not on start before she got home. That's all I
love
what y'all gonna do with me, I don't know.
Oh wow. Well, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, I bought this piece to hear, and it's called Advanced.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to move out the way. You want to hand him the mic, Diva?
All right, C-Double. I'm getting ready to get out of the way because I know you get ready to sweep the stage down. The mic is yours.
Thank you, ladies. I can't move like I used to. My body's moving at a slower pace. I'm enduring a variety of stiffness and pain, but my love of you keeps growing. Your touch alone sends me into vast realms of outer physical experiences that I am too incoherent to describe. I'm not able to scuba dive deep inside your oceans anymore. While having you do gravity-defying gymnastics as I grab your legs, I still have that in my mental memory, but that's not why I remain. Why I'm still here is because we are spiritually cohesive. I breathe you and believe in us. I'm your covering as the great I am is mine. Could we populate a nation in our latter age like Sarah and Abraham? Perhaps. I mean, anything is possible, and your beauty still attracts me. Organic and timeless. You're not trying to hide your wrinkles that you call imperfections. Maybe I'm blind because I don't see them. I'm into the intimacy of growing old, growing up with you. God willing, we have so much to do, and I'm still in love with you. Plus, if you leave me like you have got a bump in your head, that would be a wasted opportunity. I'm not here to be scooped up by some new butt. I have no time to start a new routine. I may get a dog named Rufus. But real talk, I don't want to lose you. And your humor, your company, your willingness to dream. At this advanced age and level, you were placed in my life. That's all I'll ever need. Plus, you provide the gummies to massage me to eruptions. I'm just saying. That's that piece.
Scooped up by some new butts.
Hey.
Oh my God. You just have this you know, you bring some seriousness with your pieces, but you always throw one particular line in there that is almost like the comic relief. And then you make me lose focus on the other lines that I wanted to speak on. But it's okay. I heard the whole piece, and I loved the whole message that was in it. But like I said, it's that one particular line that always gets me, and I'm like, damn it, I wanted to say something else about the rest of the piece. Him, you, and this, it just gets me every time. But I love the piece, and the way you ended it was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, CW, you know I'd be in love with the talent you always bring, and you always have these little twists that you have to pay attention for. You got titles of things and storylines and all kinds of things happening. Man, and I love the way you tell a story and the way you can weave things together. You are a magician with your words.
Thank you so much. The funny thing is, when I was doing my Willie Nelson on the road again deliveries last night, I had to deliver to Tennessee State University in their dorms. So this girl comes out with this Catholic school looking thing. I'm giving her her food, and then she turns around. Ain't no drawers on underneath that short skirt.
Ooh. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Now, back in the day, I probably would have hollered at her. Now I'm getting so old, I'm like, dang, that's funky. It's going to be Hot Girl Summer this year. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're a mess. I love it. I love it. Every time you come through, I look forward to, I know I'm going to get a lot of laughter. It's going to come out of me, but I also know that you make some very profound points with certain things that you say. So it's always a joy, man, to have you here. Always.
Appreciate the both of you. Send me to the lounge or whatever it's called.
I'm calling the Love Lounge tonight because I totally forgot what Poetic has named for his lounge. But my diva hosting, I'm going to escort you over there to the Love Lounge, and you can grab yourself something to drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby, one love. One mic.
Miss La Perla Negra and Miss Lisa Lips, one love, one mic to the both of you.
All right. C-34 music. I want to put a reverb on that. It needs an introduction. You can't just say his name. C-34 music needs an echo. Music.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Wow.
I don't see it getting any better. You see who's in the wing?
I see.
Yeah, I don't see it getting any better. All right, I guess I'll open this mic and start some more trouble. So on the mic, we have a member of the Epiphany family and also another one of these voices that we love to hear. It is Just Jay. Hey, Just Jay.
Oh, man, I get that type of greeting. It's going to be trouble. Go get security. Go get the zip ties. I mean, what the heck?
That's a zip tie. You know what? Welcome to Romantic Sensual Saturday, Just Jay. How you doing tonight?
Oh, my goodness, man. I'm like, maybe they have three mics open.
It's all good. How are you tonight?
I got zip ties on.
Oh, Lord. Here you go.
This must be the Miss Cleo Psychic Network. What the hell going on in here?
You're going to have to hold off on them zip ties for a minute in your playroom. Because there's a question that we have to ask you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that is going on with you, your thoughts, your feelings, just before you start to do the adult thing?
Wow, I think I've been missing this one right here. I heard all the other polls, so I think I've been missing the question. I'm looking at the person. I'm looking at the skin. I'm feeling the body. I'm not only touching the skin. I'm feeling under the skin. I want this to be a moving type of thing. I want to be masturbation with another person's body. I want this to be everything to mean everything. Every stroke to mean something. Every kiss. Every pull closer to embrace. Every thrust to be fought for.
Mm. That's delicious. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, and it wasn't just the explanation. It was that he was sitting down into it. The more he talked, the more the voice got kind of lost, and he was off in another world. I liked the way that felt.
Yeah, my eyes are currently stuck up in the corner of my head.
All right, that's good because that shows emotional intelligence, patience, dedication and passion. That's good. That's actually, she's a lucky girl. Okay. All right. Well, good. What did
y'all
you
keep on hearing horror stories out here about different things, about, you know, folks are doing things without any attachment to it. If you're not doing, if you don't have any type of attachment to it, why are you really doing it? And if that is your thing to do it that way, what are you really getting out of it?
Absolutely. There's no connection anymore. That's the major reason why. Everybody wants this microwave relationship.
They want to be perfect, too.
Yeah, I know. And it just doesn't, for me, this is why I keep to myself. I practice celibacy. I just do because I don't have time, and I'm not going to give any time to something frivolous. You know what I mean? You're not going to play with me and then just going about your business. No, I need connection. It's much deeper than that for me. Because like I said, when I am intimate romantically, I'm being completely naked with you, mind, body, and spirit. And I'm not going to give that to you if I don't feel any kind of connection to you. I'm deep. I'm trying to tell you, it goes much deeper. But
I'm hearing you.
Thank you for that, Jay.
Yeah, the crazy part about it is that, you know, when the sexual revolution had came around, women had took power by having sex how they wanted to have sex, and then now it seems like women are taking their power back by choosing not to have sex. I've been hearing more and more women being happy with celibacy. Then it'd be with the freedom of the other way.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know who I am. I know how I want to be made to feel, and I know what I can give to make my partner feel. But they have to be receptive to it and be willing to also reciprocate that. I'm not going to pour into your cup. I'm not pouring into nobody's cup anymore, and mine remains empty. And then I'm feeling just like that, empty. You know, that's a nasty, that's an ugly feeling. It really is. And I love me too much to sacrifice that just for a little romp or to, you know, want to make somebody feel good. And they walking around smiling, but they walking away from me. Feel me?
Right. Yeah. I completely agree with what you're saying. You know, it reminds me of a line from an old Cosby show when one of the girls was meeting a guy and she'd been talking to him for a minute and he was trying to make sexual overtures to her. And she was like, nah, you got to come different than that because I ain't got no knick-knack. You got to come for this right. This is not no knick-knack. I love that line because, this is not knick-knack. You got to earn this.
Yeah, it raises the value of the woman up also. If she believes that, if the man believes that, you know, this right here actually was something I had to work to go ahead and have.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me get around to this poem, Danielle. I've derailed you like 3 times now.
All right, I'm gonna get out the way, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. I wrote this poem right here because I'm just simply in love with the feminine form. Even when a woman doesn't know that you're watching, she's doing things that are just, you know, only a woman can do. You know, the way she may hold her feet, or the way she may do something that she's doing something and she doesn't know anybody's watching. It's just that it's always constantly being exuded. It's not something that has to be worked on or practiced or to be it just is, and this poem kind of speaks to that. A lone silver flower, wrapped in thin gold petals, reaches towards the warmth of the sun. She's encased in green lace with love's powder upon her face. Her stature is feminine. Her color is deeper than vermilion, and her petals are perfectly rubens. It is said, but she is one of a million. But to me, you see, she is one in one zillion. I will protect her from the scissors of villains, the blazing sun of opinion. She is perfect for me, a beautiful vision. Hummingbirds and bees pay their respect, and as a reward, she attaches messages of love around their necks. This is a busy time of year for the field of flowers. They drive a global workforce with pheromonal force. She's a fierce provider, and her harvests are both delectable and bountiful. She sways in the wind with her beauty, with her perfume wafting on the current. Rain nor dirt sullies her attire, and she is as fine as a flame of fire. Her intangibles are edible, and with her outstretched leaves, she feeds her body cosmic rays of nourishment, making her grandeur pure, and a weapon of choice is her allure. She is a flower. Oh.
See,
wow.
Y'all, what's going on with these men tonight? They coming with it tonight.
They're coming the way they supposed to. Romantic and sensual for this Saturday.
Absolutely.
Perfect for this show. Oh, man. Go ahead, Diva. You first.
Listen, just Jay, that was beautiful. I am kind of envious about whoever she is that stirred up all that. That was gorgeous.
Thank you, thank you. It was I wrote this primarily thinking about my wife. There are some composite things in here, though.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, DP. You finished?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was absolutely beautiful. You spoke of protecting her, guarding her, and referring to her as the delicate parts of a flower. This is so calming. It's so beautiful. The visual is amazing because I see everything, and that's just it's just so pretty. It really is.
Flower.
To dedicate this to. You know, to have thoughts of your wife and to have such beautiful words come from those thoughts of her, man, this was amazing. It really is. Oh, man. Thank you for this piece, Jay.
Hey, I was honored to come in.
Yeah, I keep asking my girlfriend that be having men that's talking like that about them. Is there a way for me to, like, get a piece of hair root or something so I can have these men cloned and say maybe one of them will come over here and for me?
We have been talking about doing a men's room where we actually go ahead and sit down and have some serious discussions with men and have women involved too so that some of these misnomers and things that people have been thinking like, well, you know, I do this and do that and then that don't mean nothing. Like, well, you probably don't need to be doing that if it's not doing nothing.
Right.
The
idea of romance has been lost. There, you know, the idea of chivalry and whatever is more like, hey, let's do it, and then we'll figure it out after that. That's not how it goes.
That's chivalry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That seems to be such a common thing now where you think chivalry is not there. It still exists, and it's still practiced, but it's rare that you come up on it because the mentality of this society mm-hmm. has people thinking and believing that just any and everything is okay. There's no time taken anymore, you know. Wow. And when you come across a gentleman, a real gentleman, it's such a rare thing, and a lot of these women are not used to it. It looks like a foreign language to them, and they don't know how to appreciate it. They don't know how to accept it, and they're not receptive to it. So, you know, but that's a whole other discussion.
And right.
Oh,
no. Right. Unfortunately, I've heard women, a man tries to be chivalrous and do things in the way that men used to do them, and then she get an attitude and call him a simp because he's being gentle with her. You don't understand that that's what it's supposed to be. You ain't got to be throwing punches all the time.
Yeah, it's the same way I talked about the pendulum swings be so hard. At first it was mm-hmm. like, well, you know, go ahead and give it away to who you want to give away to, then you're empowering yourself. And now today it's like, well, if you hold on to it, it's empowering yourself. Like, which one is right? Which one is right?
Right. And unfortunately, physical acts have become so just for the self-serving purpose of making myself happy with whatever you've given to me. You know, everything is about, you know, it's a whole me society, and nobody cares about what the other person feels. They just want what they want.
What they want.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Jay, thank you so much for that. Now, before I escort you over there to the Love Lounge, could you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Tonight was supposed to be our night. I don't know what we're going to do as far as next week. We might end up coming on, but we have to get ourselves back on track. We have Barbara Tradwick coming into a small house, and we generally try not to stack two shows on top of one. So okay. We're going to go ahead and try to figure out what we're going to do as far as whether we'll be here next week or not. So everybody out there, if you guys don't see a flyer or whatever, we probably won't be making a move up. We'll be letting you guys know when we will be moving to a corresponding Saturday. As far as Small House of Poetry goes, this Saturday, I mean, today we had a great kitchen. You guys come by there and do speed round after speed round. There's no talking. There's no getting into your poem or any of that. You just come in and you flat out run with your poem. A lot of people like to go ahead and do that because they don't. The talking part can be a little intimidating. When you get into a speed round and start from the top to the bottom, a certain momentum starts to build up, and the poets are listening to the people before them poetry, and they start changing up their poetry, and it sounds great, and it harmonizes. On Sunday, we're gonna that's the room I primarily go ahead and handle. We're going to do a question over there. We had a problem with plagiarism over there, so I might go ahead and topic that over there at the Small House Support. If you guys want to come over there and check that out, come on through. We're starting to form a coalition on what to do when plagiarism ends up happening. Monday, we have the AM Drive. The AM Drive is a beast. Come check it out Monday mornings, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Over there at Small House of Poetry, only on Clubhouse. All these little Small House things, they own Clubhouse. Come check us out over there. You can find us at the Small House of Poetry. It's called the AM Drive. We have topics of the day. We have how in the hell is the weather and where in the hell are you at. We have Black Facts 366 due to Gina Storm. We have a quote of the day. We have a what say you. It's a catch 22. Where there is no right answer, we just want to hear what the people have to go ahead and say about the situation. I don't know what any of those things are right now, but come on through Monday, check us out. Most of our stuff happens on the weekends. We have something on Saturday. We have something on Sunday, and we have something Monday to kick your week off right over at the Small House of Poetry.
All right. Okay, Jay. Well, thank you for that. Come on along with
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
come over here to your love lounge and grab you something to drink, and you can sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Much love.
Wow.
All right. Just came through his heart tonight.
Yes, I'm going to do this real quick, and we can come right back.
All right.
Oh, ooh, this is Neck Bones and Macaroni the Poet, Red Hot Hot Dogs. Oh, you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Two drumsticks and a biscuit.
Lord Hammer. I love you for real.
That was Neck Bones. Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Right. Okay, let me just catch and then we'll get back to it. This is the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. You're listening to Romantic Sensual Saturdays with me and my diva. I am Lisa Lips, and we have La Perla Negra. If you want to come join us, then jump online at blogtalkradio.com/EYE, the letter C, people, or you can call in at 319-527-6300. And don't forget to press that 1 to join in on this very stage. La Perla Negra, we have had an awesome lineup.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to get much better. Because this next caller always comes through with unexpected stuff. I see in the wings, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic. What's up, Automatic?
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, hey, Auto. Welcome. Welcome to Romantic Sensual Saturday. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I must say, coincidence word. First coincidence, because I told C-34, he's like the Willie Nelson poetry on the road again. And it's the second time of coincidence, and it's the Cosby Show, because it's the, to celebrate the Cosby Show. I want to check it out.
Okay.
Y'all got an event page?
I have to honestly say I don't know. Do we do one?
Well, I'll tell you what. Go to www.viperempire.wordpress.com.
All right. Put that in the event page so folks can find it.
Okay. That's all right. Yeah, y'all got a bit of it. But I will do.
Absolutely.
Y'all can tag
me. Yeah, if you put it in the event page so we know what we're looking for, that'll help. And if you've got the web address, just drop that in there as well.
Okay.
All right. Or share your page, because then you did a YouTube show today, so you could drop that into the post, and then we could all click it to hear the playback.
Actually, so it talks to you. I didn't want to talk to you.
All right, brother. Well, what did you bring through for us tonight on this romantic, sensual Saturday?
Well, I want to. I would like to answer the question. The question.
Well,
I
got to ask the question. What is it that you are feeling and thinking? What's going on with you just before you do that adult thing?
To me, it's like in the spirit, it's like being connected. Before I could, you know, go there, it has to be a connection. I'm at that point where, you know, that we have to be as one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like a song of Teddy Pendergrass. It feels so good loving somebody when somebody loves you back.
That's a fact. Yeah, I love that song. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate that. Now, you are one of the gifted freestylers. So, what you going to give us tonight, Otto?
Tell you what. You all give my poem a name, and that's going to be my that's my.
All right, connection. Brother, the mic is yours.
No, I'll say you all name the poem.
Connection.
Connection. In this day, I feel like I'm so serious because right now you got me so curious, ready to invade your whole mind and leave the things that behind me. I saw the sign and I knew that the love was shining. And what I'm thinking, I felt was mine. Connection, words has changed like through the objection. Time is so intense and love is so suspense. You and I qualify to be in the love circle. When I was switching you back in the reversal, you are my love and everything what I bring. Connected with the kisses, connected, I ambitious. Right now, I'm tasting everything that you are delicious. A connection, a few, one in the spiritual. You are a beautiful type of individual. You see, when I'm speaking so in general. So everything that I speak is going to be literal. You know how it is when the time and time that we make up, like the time that we make these things, so like variety and love makers never partly. I guess your moan is full grown when I step right into your end zone. I want to feel you. I want to feel your passion. I want to feel everything that I could only imagine. I want your eyes to be my reaction. I want to say close, shut, and everything that I want is everything that I need that will stick and will come with the equipped. My mind is very easy and very realizing what I have. What I have and spread my word, but I guess I'm blessed, well-deserved. This is my connection. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical entity gets in them all in, pop and dry.
Nice. That was real nice. I like that. Oh, man. Go ahead, Diva. I'm sorry.
I'm always like in awe when he comes in here. Otto comes in here and just goes for it, you know, and just lines his words so beautifully. If I were to open the mic with nothing written down in front of me, I'd be but he just flows with it.
I feel you. I can't freestyle either, and that's why I consider it to be a gift to be able to do something like that. I wish I could. I really do. And another amazing poet told me, ain't nothing but talk. And I said, yeah, but there's a flow. There's a way that it's done. And you don't stumble. I really wish I had acquired that gift, but I don't. I can give y'all something else. And I think it's amazing how you can just do this so effortlessly and give us such awesome pieces from within you. Just off the top of your head, bam, 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 bam. You know, it's dope. It's really, really dope. And Otto, this was an amazing piece. It was really beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. You all are dope poets yourself. My woman, she asked me, she said, how you do that? How you just come up words? How you just say what you say? I said, it's like a spiritual thing.
Okay.
You have to trust the spirit in the style. You have to trust it. I learned how to freestyle better learning from Beast King. And I was scared at first. I was scared. I was like, what if I mess up? Oh, my goodness. I was so worried about, but, you know, you got to crawl before you walk.
Absolutely.
And that's what I had to do.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to, you know, come now. I got a song for y'all. You know, old school, like, what you see is what you get. I got parents. That's how I know about these songs.
There you go.
What you see is what you get.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Understood.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Otto. Appreciate that. And no, you cannot. Now, I am doing the escorting over there tonight.
Oh, my goodness. I was hoping at least a lift. I was trying to put one on me.
You know, I know you.
She was
already making a play.
Nope. I know you. That's why I'm
letting you. I know you're
going
to try
that. You know. Always trying to sneak a damn bottle in there. We are, our stock stays recruit, okay, with everything.
I can't do that when I'm truck driving. So I try to drink as much as I can because I can't do it when I'm truck driving. I got to pull all the liquor, all the bottles away, man. Once I get on that rig,
that's right.
Nothing.
That's right.
Boring. You drive a big rig from one place to another place, no drinking, boring. It pays the bills.
You're all right. I hear that. All right, thank you so much, Otto. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Otto's trying to pull a fast one on us, trying to ease on over. But he, as usual, he comes through and dazzles us off the top of his head. I love that poetry.
Absolutely. Now, who we got up
well,
next?
Well, Diva, I think, I'm seeing that finally some of the sisters are going to come through for us because I see the other half of the Just Jay and Gina show. It is Gina Storm. Hanging out here in the wings. Hey, Gina, what's happening? Hey, Gina, are you on mute?
Gina, you mutated.
Happy Saturday.
I was getting ready to say, what day of the week is it?
Right. And I'm high. It's also 420, so I can't be trusted. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm gonna be right there with you in a minute. Soon as the show over, I'm grabbing my little container and then, you know, I'm gonna feel the breeze of the trees in a minute. So yeah, it's all good.
It's lovely here. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's been an awesome show, ladies. I'm glad that I could come and bring some more feminine energy up in the midst because the brothers were killing it.
Okay, yeah. They just like. They hitting us hard with this romanticism, and I'm loving it, though. I am loving it. I'm like, why can't I bump into that kind of romanticism when I'm out? What's up with
that?
But it's all good. It's all good. I have the pleasure of indulging in it right here on Epiphany Radio. So it's all good.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if you pay attention, you notice all of these brothers with all this romanticism already have their queens. So we missed something a while back, apparently, because they've been locked in for a minute. Or maybe just the ones that are locked in have figured it out. I don't know. But anyway.
It's all right. So I want to ask you the question of the evening, Ms. Storm.
Yeah.
What is going on with you? How are you feeling? What are you thinking just before you do the adult thing?
I'm visual. I need to look in your eyes. I need to see that look. We know what that look is. I need that look. I need you to look at me like I'm cake. And it's dessert time. I need that look. I need to see that. It's a visual for me. I need to see that. I need to see how your body is reacting to the thought of what's next. I need to watch your language, your movements. I need to feel your touches, not just on my skin, but I need my heart to feel safe. I need my mind to be uncovered. I need uncluttered. I don't need the oh, what if something goes wrong? What if this isn't right? What if I don't have any questions? Just answer. It's you for me and me for you. And I need to see and feel that. And then I need to hear things. I need the reassurance. It's not so much that I need affirmation. I need you to be vocal about your needs, because it's not always, you know, you don't ignore a person immediately. But the goal is to know them intimately enough to the point where they don't even have to say what you're doing. I need that too. So I need longevity. So all of these things will be factored together if we are on the same frequency. Our languages match. Spiritually, we're in the same place. And if you unload your baggage and are willing to bear with me, because I'm not bringing you mine, let's go.
I love that. Yes. I absolutely love that. Yes, yes, yes to all of that. Yes. Thank you for that. Wow. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, Ms. Storm, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Are we getting something written, peace style, bless you, or a freestyle?
Thank you. It's not a sneeze.
Okay,
it's
well.
It's chronic, not the COVID. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I ain't going to touch that one.
But thank you. Thank you. actually, and this is it. This is the dope thing about it. Okay, so normally I would freestyle around the piece that I wrote, and I call it a key style. But I did all my weed poetry in the kitchen this afternoon over on Clubhouse with the Small House. So I got so many of those out. I didn't want to do that. And then for my final piece, I always freestyle my final piece on the kitchen. So I did what I always do there. So that was my freestyle for 420. So I wrote something while I was listening to the brothers.
Okay. Well, move out the way. The mic is yours.
Thank you very much. This is Fresh Ink. And I titled it, Hi. Hi. He said, it was a statement and a salutation. I half smiled. With a quick nod, I am indeed high. I need to say hello with my eyes this time. I give him the up and down slow, using my lashes effectively. He knows the dryness in my mouth won't allow me to speak. And as he walks down the sidewalk, his below fingers not offensive in any way. My body says, hey, it's masculinity and fresh while intoxicating. He's heading to his truck one car over. The car between us backs out of the parking spot. Before he gets in, he turns towards me. That vehicle, dining, he's handsome. Huge swag, well-kept hands, nice shoes on his feet, casually dressed and clean. Ooh, struggle to breathe. Who is he? A spark is there, clearly. As I wait for my mini to exit the smoke shop, peeping through the window at the register, he's going to be coming out soon. I'm shocked by what I saw, praying not to drop my jaw. He's coming this way? Art stops. He smiles, wide, white, perfect. It's amazing. There are dimples, too, that are making my hormones wild. He hands me his business card with one hand while kissing my other. It smells like him. I tuck it discreetly into my bra quickly, wishing that I had my purse immediately. He winks. I cover most of my face with my hands. He gets in the truck, selects an old school love song above my head. He uses American Sign Language to indicate that I should call him. I text my number with the pic. He sends me one also. Adding a pair of lips, kiss me, he said, eventually, this is just the beginning. You know, average Saturday. Oh, you're celebrating 420. In peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love
man.
It. I love yes. how Gina can always come with these pieces that is dead on topic and dead on date. It's like she writes before history even gets a chance to happen with anything. It comes out in her poetry. I love that.
Yes. So, yes. It's like it's a love story that's beginning and all the possibilities of it. Oh, my God. I love this one.
Thank you. So as a follow-up to this piece, I got to talk to him briefly for about 30 minutes. He was able to go to a car party that was 420 friendly. I told him I'd only smoked with my bonus daughter. Now I got to smoke with my mini-me. So he was like, well, just reconvene tomorrow. And I said, okay, maybe next year this day will be our anniversary, he said. I said, no, I did that 33 years ago. Didn't go very well. But I do appreciate the sentiment. We may have to have, you know, gummies for our reception favor. But I like his conversation. I like his conversation. We'll see. Yeah. He was yummy. He was yummy. I don't usually go outside, so I'm so glad I went.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll keep y'all posted. To be continued.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Now, Ms. Storm,
oh, yeah.
Before I am the escort tonight, where everybody go over to the Love Lounge and grab something to drink, but before we skate off over there, can you please tell us what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Well, in the world of Epiphany Radio universe, you can catch the Just Day and Gina show here on Saturday night. When we're available, we will be back. We are glad that there's a Saturday night show. We're glad there's a Monday through Saturday show, a Sunday through Saturday show, every day of the week show at Epiphany. So we're here for the poetry. You can catch us our next broadcast. I'm not sure what week it's going to be, but you can catch us at the same number in the same place. And we're just here because we all love poetry. I can't take off my socks. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Thank you for that. All right. I'm going to ask you what you want over there. Love
yeah,
man.
Well, I know everybody. Those are my yes. guys. I'm going to go holler at the boys.
Yes. Get them in check a little bit because I know they over there cutting up a little bit. It's all good.
I got to go. Yeah. I can go regulate. I'll be security. I appreciate you, Diva. One love, one night.
You too. One love, one night.
One love, one night. Gina Storm
wow.
coming through. Yes. She brought the storm tonight with that piece. I like that.
I did too. Like I said, her pieces are always like the beginning romance and all the possibilities of what
right.
it could be. And I think that's just one of the most beautiful things, man. So.
We have successfully gone through an hour and a half, so I think we need to pay a couple more bills. I'm going to hit a promo here, and then we'll see what else is hanging out in the wings before we get out of here, if that's good with you.
That's good with me.
All
Let's
right.
get it.
tonight. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and you're listening to Romantic Sensual Saturdays with me and my diva, La Pearl La Negra. It has been a beautiful night thus far. I see a couple of folks hanging out in the wings, but nobody seems to want to press that one. So if you want to join us here on the stage, you got to press one. You called in the 319-527-6300, but you got to press that one in order to get on the mic. Diva, it has been amazing in here tonight.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And I appreciate you letting me ride a shotgun with you tonight, joining
Absolutely.
In and listening to this amazing poetry. Oh, man.
Absolutely. And, you know, riding shotgun with you is how I got here in the first place. Had it not been for riding shotgun with you, I would have never got that opportunity. So I owe you that thanks.
Oh, thank you. You like me. You really like me. Oh, man. Yeah, this has been an amazing show. I appreciate everybody that came through. Gave us this amazing poetry. For those of you that just wanted to listen, thank you, because it's all support, it's all love, regardless of how you show up. It's appreciated and more than welcome. And I want to say thank you, Diva.
Absolutely. Thank everyone for coming through, because there's a whole lot you could be doing with this Saturday night. And that you took time to come join us here means the world to us. Again, thank you all. Thank you, La Pearl La Negra, for riding shotgun with me. Thank you to this amazing network for giving us space and time in order to bring you this poetry up here on the stage. It has been a beautiful, beautiful night. Have you got something you want to play us out with, La Pearl La Negra?
I do, but right before we leave, I want to give a big shout out and a thank you to the person that made all of this possible, because without him, we wouldn't be. And he's a very good friend of mine, and he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Link. And he goes by the name of Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Yeah, baby, baby. I want everybody
apparently he's got a protege named Neckbones now.
Oh, Neckbones is an old friend. I think he's a little bit older than For Real. But it's all good. What I want to say, before I take you out with this song, I want to say thank you. And everybody, continue to get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. Continue to love and respect one another. Be safe. And with that, I'm going to say peace. And do this.
Good evening. Have a great night.
Perfume.